This is Dr. Lee dictating a readmission history and physical patient name. Veney Irvin, IRVAN, data service 8/13/2023. Place, future care, Sandtown, nursing home. History of present illness. This is a 65-year-old gentleman, well known to me from the facility. Patient has a known CVA with the previous left-sided weakness, ambulatory dysfunction from the previous stroke. Patient was notably lethargic, change in mental status. He was sent out by EMS. Patient was taken to St. Agnes Hospital because of change in mental status. His speech was slurred. Patient was also confused. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room, subsequently admitted to the medical floor with altered mental status. CT scan of the head was done that showed small subacute / chronic infarct, US suggestive of UTI. Patient was seen by neurologist. Patient was seen by speech pathologist. They recommended a soft diet. Patient started, he was tolerating. UTI was treated with ceftriaxone. E. coli grew in the culture that was sensitive. Blood culture negative, and subsequently patient switched to PO Keflex. Blood pressure was stabilized, and subsequently patient was sent back to the future care center today. When I saw the patient today, he's awake, alert, oriented M3, no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. Next line, past medical history. CVA with the left side weakness, next line hypertension, next line hyperlipidemia, next line dysarthria, secondary to CVA, next line history of gastric ulcer, history of GERD, next line ambulatory dysfunction due to stroke. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Currently he's a nursing home. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion. GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. Genital urinary hematuria, neuro, left side weakness. He's awake, alert, cooperative. Endocrine, no paradoxa, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3. He has a dysarthria due to stroke, but he's able to comprehend and answer the question appropriately. Vital, stable, head, rhythmic, namukhalic, isonectaric, neck, supple, nasivity, chest, non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart S2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels on positive extremities, no edema, there is no cough, tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, and M3, left side weakness. Assessment, number 1, episode of change in mental status, combination of UTI versus small subacute versus chronic infarct as identified on CT scan per St. Agnes report. Next line, UTI, treated with antibiotic in the hospital. Next line, hypertension. Next line, previous CVA with the left side weakness, dysarthria. Next line, medications. Upon discharge, cefalexin, 500 mg PO, 4 times a day to complete 3 more days. Next line, Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN, Maalox 30 ml Q6 hour PRN, Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Atorvastatin 80 mg daily, Baclofen 10 mg 3 times a day, Pepcid 20 mg daily, Fluticasone, nasal spray daily, Guaifenesin 600 mg BID for 5 days only. Then stop. Metoprolol, succinate 50 mg daily. They have recommended Zofran 4 mg Q6 hour, but at this point does not need it, so I will not renew this. Miralax 17 gram daily. Senacort 2 tablet BID. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. Next line, core status. I have discussed with the patient. Patient is alert, oriented M3, is capable of making his own decision. And the patient wants to be full cord. We'll also do CBC, CMP tomorrow. Keep and discuss with nursing staff. Thank you.